Hi, I'm Annie Batticelli, and this is the Storyteller Forecast for Scorpio for March 2013. So if Scorpio is your sun sign or Scorpio is your rising sign, then this is for you. You may have listened to my original March recording where I got very carried away with my new offering, subliminal audios to help remap your brain and create abundance and improve your relationships. I got so distracted in some of the March horoscopes that I'm having to re-record them because I didn't talk about a lot of the things that I wanted to talk about from an astrological perspective. But do check out my new subliminal audios. Click on the link below this video and click on subliminal audios, and you can see a really easy, inexpensive way to remap your brain and change your experiences for the better. So, Scorpio, going to stay focused this time. There's a really heavy concentration of planets for Scorpio Sun and Scorpio Rising in the fifth house of creativity, children, fun, romance, hobbies. So wherever there are a lot of planets, there's a lot of energy. So there's going to be a tremendous amount of focus on any or all of those things in the month of March for Scorpios. Mercury is also going to go retrograde in Pisces in that fifth house. And so wherever Mercury goes retrograde, there's an extra level of rethinking and reconsidering. So you might be reconsidering whether or not you want children. You may have decided you didn't want children, and now you're deciding you do. You met that perfect little kid that made you think, gosh, I really want to have one of those, or any little kid, because they're just so cool. Or you may have been set on having children, and you're rethinking whether you really want to have one or any more. So if this is going on for you, then just know that this is part of what's going on for Scorpios right now. You also might be rethinking how you parent. If you are rethinking how you parent and you want some new resources, there are two fantastic resources that I recommend. One is called Parent Talk by Chick Mormon, and it's just brilliant, easy, gentle, self-esteem building way of parenting that winds up benefiting everybody and the world, because children raised with this type of parenting can really, really handle life in a way that will be wonderful, I believe. And there's another book called Love and Logic, and that's written by Faye and Faye. They're a father and son psychology team. So check those out if parenting issues are coming up for you. I think those will be really great resources. You may be redoing or finishing creative projects or rethinking how you show up creatively, what your creative process is. That's going to be very current for Scorpios. You might be asking the question, what is it I really want to do with my creative work? Do I really want to make money and have that be my primary income? Sometimes there are so many people that want to make money from their creativity, and once they get into that field where they're doing that, then they feel like the creativity is crushed because of deadlines and attachments to certain things and the association with the money. And so all of these things are topics that might be coming up for Scorpio. But in any case, it's not the best time to launch anything new. If you finished a new piece and you want to make it public, hold off. Wait until April. April 10th is a really great day. March is such a weird month. It's just not a great month to do anything new or make very important decisions. It's okay to respond to things that you have to respond to. And if you have to make a decision because it has to be made, then just know that that's how it's lining up. But being proactive, there's going to be all of these planetary energies moving into Aries. This is the weirdness about the month of March. As all of these planets move into Aries, Mars, Venus, the Sun, there's a rambunctiousness that takes over and people want to propel forward. But there's the universal kibosh with Mercury retrograde and all of these squares in the planets, planetary aspects, happening. So do your best to respond. It's a really good time to do inner work. February and March are a really good time to do inner work that help you to respond instead of react to the things that are happening in your life or in your children and such things. You are probably a third through Saturn's movement through your first house. Saturn, like every other planet, has a range of expression from highest to lowest. Its more negative or challenging aspects can be that it's associated with heaviness, karma, burdens, denseness, feeling of concrete, like you're moving through mud, and that can be related to your physical self, your identity, especially. But like I always say, these planetary transits don't ever happen to torture us. It's trying to teach us something. So what Saturn wants from you during the 2.5 to 3.5 years it's going to be moving through your first house is it wants discipline. It wants discipline with your physicality. It wants discipline with your mental faculties. It wants discipline with your emotions. So the more you proactively offer discipline, oftentimes the less it has to be reflected that you're not focusing on that from the external. So be thinking about that. Be thinking, spending Mercury retrograde, thinking about why you respond to things the way you do, and asking the universe for the appropriate resources on how to shift that. That's part of my department. I'm an empowerment coach. I use astrology. I do astrologically based empowerment coaching, and I can assist you with your relationships, changing relationship patterns, new careers, helping you to change energy and career or finances or health or anything. I am intuitive and I do see things predictably very often, but I don't want anyone to come to me to ask me necessarily what's going to happen, because even though I might know, I'm not as concerned with the outcome as I am about the process and improving your capacity to experience life like a spiritual ninja, where you just gracefully deflect and gracefully move around the things that are coming at you rather than conflict and twisting and turning and chaos. So my new offering that I got so carried away about for the last horoscopes are subliminal audios that you can listen to while you're working or resting, and it helps to remap your brain. We do things because of how our brain is wired, and when you change the wiring of your brain, then you do things differently. And part of the process of changing the wiring of your brain can be assisted with subliminal programming. Subliminal programming is used against us all the time, so we can use it to assist us. So check out the links, check out my empowerment consulting package, and I hope you have a fantastic March.